Guy came to me and said, Father, I was trying just to pay attention at Mass, but somewhere between let us pray and go in peace, my brain went down in kind of a spiritual retreat, and I started just thinking about the groceries list, the plan for lunch, and what I had to do this week. Then my recommendation for all of you guys, if you want to go to Martha, go that way. Otherwise, just stay at the feet of Jesus and paying attention to my homily. The gospel today certainly relates so much with my whole life. I was just a new ordained priest, and I went as a diocesan minister to Colombia, where I was a kind of a youth minister for the Archdiocese of Bogotá, doing a lot of stuff, leading retreats, going around all of the schools, starting the foundation, having retreats with everybody. And at one point, my spiritual director came to me and said, let me give you a couple of advices. And then told me a little story about the Benedictine Abbey that we had over there in close to Bogota. And then he said, they had a wonderful liturgies, wonderful prayers over there in that abbey. But at one point, the monks, they became just to be so busy in ministry at the school with so many projects and hospitality that they were skipping prayer. At one point, the abbot rang the bell for prayer and none came. And then the abbot said, if the bell of prayer no longer rings in our hearts, even good works become noise. Busyness is not holiness if it is not grounded on a very life of prayer. St. Francis of Sales used to say, regularly all of the Christians, we should just pray half an hour a day. But if you are busy, you have to pray 1 hour. Then, brothers and sisters, a guy came to me and he said, I'm so busy with all of the things that I cannot even breathe at all. And then I said, well, the day has 24 hours. Who stole them? And then he started just saying, my phone, my Instagram, my videos, my job, my hobbies, my kids. And then at the end, I told him, you give them away. Then the whole message that we had from my spiritual director, it was that I was just trying in everything that I was doing to do it like Martha, without ever sitting at the feet of Jesus like Mary. And I had to start learning the life of being instead of the life of doing, and let God love me first. Here in America, I have to say that business has like a kind of a badge of honor for all of us, even the church. We do so many stuff, we do so many ministries, we do fundraisings, we do retreats, we do all of that stuff, but without any interior silence, we go into a world in which we become probably burned out with our faith. And we become more like activists instead of disciples. Teresa of Avila says, Martha becomes poison without Mary's prayer. Then the gospel today invites us, and it's about how we survive when the weight of life becomes too much. And it is about the journey that I want just to explain right now, from striving to surrender. In all of my deployments as a military chaplain, I've been praying also with the airmen. I was just going through a lot of different missions, attending some of the airmen and soldiers in hospital tents. And I was just praying in silence when we didn't have anything to say. But I have learned over the years that basically it is not faith. It's not about how hard we try, but how deeply we trust. And it is in this battlefield that all of us, we are at, between striving and surrender, into between control and trust, between doing things for God and being with Him. And I have to say that when my spiritual director told me all of this stuff, I continued just being in the same way. Because in a certain way, I'm convinced we are trained, all of us, to lead, to serve, and to act. And certainly, whenever we have so these situations, we say, well, but Martha was responsible, was competent, and she was very generous in everything that she was doing. Then God had to give me like a tough point also in my life. I had a car accident over there, put me in bed for a little bit until I considered that I need to pay more attention to God in my life in totally different ways. What St. John of the Cross says, that is the active night that God allows you all of your strengths to falter, and then you start just thinking not more on yourself, but on the grace. We find God when we stop trying to be God. As Saint Teresa of Lisieux was saying, there is the little way that she expresses that is, we are not climbing the ladder to God, but we allow such as God to be on us and take us in His arms. Over the years, I saw a lot of airmen and soldiers and sailors that they were doing and everything that they were doing. They were right in everything, the perfect uniform, perfect routine, perfect bodies. But then everything was holding together outside. And we can refer also the same for us. But inside, many of us, or many of them, they were crumbling. And it is in that moment that we need just to start thinking the words that we have from today's gospel. That is, we are worried about so many things in life, and just one is necessary. We dedicate so much time to strive and to try to reach us of God in our lives with our moral discipline, with our prayer, overcome sin in our ego control. St. Augustine, in his Confessions, he tells us about all of this turmoil that he was going through in his life, trying to reach God and going to the pleasures of the life. And Thomas Kempis, in the Imitation of Christ, he tells us of the same, the whole path, the hard path that he was going through in his life of self-denial and purification. But at the end, both of them, in all of us, we find rest in God. Then the whole thing is not about how much we do, but how much we are with Him. When I was visiting once a Landstuhl in Germany, one of the sergeants had lost his leg. And then he said, well, my whole life I've been trying just to earn everything that I had in my life. I was trying to prove also myself. And now I cannot run anymore. And it was at that moment I started just praying. And I was thinking, this is not just reciting or saying the prayers. This is something more deeply. He allowed just to God to be present in his life, allowed him, God, to come into his brokenness, and certainly allowed God to let him go away all of the things that he was thinking that they were worth him in his life. Sometimes when we just strive alone in our lives, we fail. We get so exhausted, and we are not accomplished the whole mission, because it's not about earning, it is about presence. And that's why the whole path that I'm suggesting today is the path from striving to surrender. It is at that moment when we are in the presence of God that our souls, they start just seeing that we don't manipulate all of our spiritual life, and we allow just God to come and work within us. I was saying so last week when I was here for another different masses, even sometimes when I come to visit also the tabernacle and be in the presence of God or in the Blessed Sacrament, you don't have anything to say. You just sit there and be in the presence of God. Then, brothers and sisters, this surrender is from doing to encounter, from performance to presence. It is St. Ignatius of Loyola, in a wonderful way, he says, act as if everything depends on you, but trust as if everything depends on God. And this is the real transformation that God is asking us to do. And that's why when we see that Jesus is saying that Mary had the better part, it is not about what she did, it is about what she received. And that's why she had also the better part for all of us. Brothers and sisters, around my life, my whole life, I've been seeing a lot of people that they are coming to me broken, and they are saying, and I was asking them, do you want to talk a little bit? And then they say, I do not know exactly what I believe, but I want that in my life. In a world that invites us just to do more, be more, and fix everything as well, Jesus invites us just to take a totally different way. Then, so when the burdens feel heavy, when the mission feels impossible for all of us, and when your soul is tired from trying to hold it together, then remember that the better part is not coming from perfection. It is coming from presence. Be in the presence of God and you will be changed. The good philosopher and theologian, Meister Eckhart, he wrote, the spiritual life is not about what we do, but what we allow God to do in us.